Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chubby Dean. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jesse Hill. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rusty Peters. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney takes first base on ball four. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber strikes out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moses moves to second. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Hill reaches third base with a triple. Moses scores. Dean goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hill scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker takes first base on ball four. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into left field. Hill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hill. Radcliffe moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe moves to third. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hill who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Radcliffe scores. Krivic goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters throws to second for one, and Ambler throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hayes moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ross moves to second. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Werber steals second. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura juggles the ball. That's an error on Bonura. Werber scores. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 4, White Sox, 4. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. the White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. Appling steals second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. Ambler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Ambler reaches second base with a double. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ambler. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Dykes applying the tag. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Peters. Sewell moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, White Sox. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Harry Kelly now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ambler scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Kennedy scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Finney who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brucker takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to third. Hill moves to second. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Rusty Peters. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.